Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, RJ's been talking about his experience with Lucid up at Lime Rock last weekend, so I'm glad he shared some of that with you last segment for today's Open Road. Mary and I, well, we're about to hit the road in just over an hour from now. We'll be driving through the state we're about to talk about for today's Destination Spotlight segment, and we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love to travel like we do, but you don't enjoy all the travel planning, we recommend going guided with Colette. Since 1918, they've been seeking out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making all the travel plans.
Since 1918, folks, they know what they're doing. Head to Colette.com to book your travels and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them. You can also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're going to discuss America's first state admitted to the nation in 1787 as Jamie Watts with Delaware's Tourism Office checks in.
Hello, Jamie. Nice to have you a part of America's number one travel radio show today and talking Delaware.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great having you aboard this morning. So, you know, as we've mentioned, Mary and I leave after today's show for Virginia, as all next week it's the big Let's Go America Tour Virginia Beach, and we'll be rolling through America's first state as we drive down from New York. Delaware, I want to go this direction with you because you've got some great beaches as well for visitors to come experience. We've certainly enjoyed our time at Rehoboth Beach with our sons, Dewey, Bethany, Fenwick Island come to mind. So let's start there. You know, give listeners a snapshot of the quality of your beaches and maybe some of the great coastal towns to come enjoy when they come to your state.
Yeah, so Delaware is actually very interesting because in Sussex County, which is the lowest part of our state, we actually have six distinct beach towns within one community. And a lot of people don't have that. And so if you stop by Lewis, you're going to notice that it's going to be a little bit more of a small town feel, very charming, very historic. But if you're looking for the family-friendly, more fun, outgoing kind of a beach with a boardwalk, you're going to want to go to Rehoboth Beach. If you're looking for late nights and live music and more of a late night scene, you're going to go to Dewey. Bethany is also a great option for your kind of family-friendly opportunities. And then, you mentioned Fenwick Islands. Fenwick is also going to be a little bit more like Lewis, where it's a little bit more peaceful, a little bit more intimate. So depending upon what kind of beach activity you're looking for, Delaware has it for you.
Absolutely. Jamie, for most of our listeners around the country, when they think of a city on the East Coast they want to visit, I don't think Wilmington, Delaware is likely their first, second, or even fifth choice. But similar to what I could say about Providence, Rhode Island, Wilmington has a lively riverfront, great museums, theater, unique neighborhoods. It's really got a personality. Lots
big
of great restaurants.
Yeah.
So I think it flies under the radar. Thoughts on Wilmington?
Wilmington is a gem, and you are 100% right. It really does fly under the radar because of so many of the big cities that surround us. But Wilmington has a thriving art scene. There is a number of theaters where you can go see live theater. We actually have the Grand Opera House, which is one of the oldest opera houses in the United States. We have a lot of bars and world-renowned restaurants in Wilmington. And then we also have, like, fun activities that happen throughout the year. I mean, today alone is actually the Ladybug Music Festival, which is the largest free celebration of women in music since 2012. And so Wilmington is known for its arts and culture, its fun activities, family-friendly activities as well, and our downtown riverfront.
So, you know, we said Delaware is our first state, but it's also America's second smallest state. You're the corporate capital of the country because so many companies have incorporated it, you know, in your state for many reasons. Last segment, RJ was talking about his Memorial Day weekend up at Lime Rock Park in Connecticut. I know NASCAR is returning to that track later in June, but in your state's capital, NASCAR, it's a big draw at the Dover Motor Speedway. You've got the big race weekend coming up in mid-July, I think the 18th or the 20th. That certainly brings a lot of folks to Delaware, doesn't it, Jamie?
It sure does. NASCAR is one of our biggest features, and having it in the center of our state where our state capital is also a great opportunity for people to experience Delaware. We're really excited as the Delaware Tourism Office because we are also co-sponsoring the Miles Beach activity at Dover Motor Speedway for those 3 days. And so we're actually there's going to be a number of music performers. There's food and beverage. The world's largest inflatable duck will also be there, which is super fun. And so it's a great opportunity for people to interact, have fun while the race isn't currently happening, but on the campgrounds.
Sounds fun. And I also want to mention, in addition to your beautiful coastline and the variety of the beaches that you just talked about, you have some great state parks. You have a lot of open space and greenery for people to go camping. We actually have friends who camp in Delaware. Big, great outdoors. It's really a great state. So last question from us today, Jamie. What's the most Delaware thing to do that you would recommend when someone visits?
You know, because we're heading into the summer, I have to say the most Delaware thing to do is go to the beaches. It is what we're known for. A lot of famous people will actually come to Delaware because you get that fun without it being too big either. And so you can come, you can get a orange crush, you can get some amazing seafood, and you can hang out with your family and friends and also support small local business all at the exact same time.
Mm. All good things for sure. Orange crush, Mary's seafood. We love it. Folks, you can find out more, plan your own travels. The website's very easy. Just visitdelaware.com, visitdelaware.com. Jamie, thanks for the check-in today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Take care now.
Thank you, Jamie. Take care.
Thank you both.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, well, there goes Jamie, Mary, and in a few hours, we're going to be paying the toll there at the Delaware Memorial Bridge as we head down I-95. And folks, that is going to be how we wrap hour one of the program today, all right? Hour two will begin in about 7 minutes with the National Communal Forum. Is your local station being featured on the NCF today? Well, you know, you're going to soon find that out. Baseball Road Trips, The Vacation Detective, and Monticello are all straight ahead as well. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us, folks. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.